I know of no better way to rid yourself of all regret, and to love yourself without remorse, and to make something of beauty. Something that could never have been had so much as a piece of dust fallen differently. Had every hair not loosened, had every wound not opened, had your life not been ruined by the words that were said, or the thoughts left unspoken. Because for beauty to exist and be beautiful, it must be broken. I was a wanderer, she was a wanderess. And like all of us who wander longer than is sensible, who are driven to drive through eccentricities and odysseys, vagaries, peculiarities. Those of us who are given to dream by day and plot by night, we do it so we can jam that allegorical key that it's handed out to each one of us in that mystical heaven before life. Jam that key into a it belongs to almost identical doors. You know, with some people it comes with a big house, other people a small flat, other people it's just a broom closet, or some people it's a door that opens up to a cliff. We wanderers, we want to live in different rooms, and we want to hear different languages, you know, taste everything we can in life. And we also want to make that key look better, you know, look older, look more beautiful, so it doesn't look like it came out of some strip mall or factory. And we know that we can do this by jamming it into doors that we're not supposed to open, and turn it, and it carves new lines in the key. But when you do that for 20 years like I have, then it gets worn down. It's smooth and it's unrecognizable, but it doesn't turn the bolt anymore. It just spins in the deadbolt. Yeah. If you have a wanderer and you add to that the temperament of a dreamer, temperament of a you know, an artist, or somebody doesn't you know, like to be told how to do things when they, you know, have an intelligence that says otherwise, it can get shaken up, you know, and our souls, they break free from the canary cage. They come in, you know, they fly unfettered, and they howl like the angels who watch over the wolves. We dreamers who wander longer than usual. Yeah, it's like the humors, the four humors, the bile and blood and all that. It's like they're shaken up like a picture cauldrons of soup on a steamship in a hurricane. You know, they're all mixed together. They're like the beasts in a Noah's Ark. One generation after the first tsunami that hits Noah's Ark, you know, and then you had bald eagles mating with mastodons, and camels impregnating jellyfish, chimpanzees eating unicorns, dragonflies giving electroshock therapy to their tapeworms using the asses of lightning bugs. I only wish I were exaggerating. after 20 years of wandering this terrestrial acid test, you know, we call life on Earth, you know, the sensitive soul will find himself or herself out in the hallway, you know, in their underwear at 3 a.m., and the key won't turn any of the locks. You know, it's been used in too many holes. It just spins the deadbolt. And you can't go into the room you are in where you left your pants on the floor. You know, because sweet-faced Aphrodite, you know, she needs her beauty sleep and wants to be alone. Or, you know, Adonis, you know, maybe he's got another woman in there now. So, so what is the dreamer or wanderer to do? Because it's only the dreamer and the wanderer who are so complex and intricately constructed as you may be, who find it unacceptable, uncomfortable to be the non-dreamer, the non-wanderer is it's safe and it's lukewarm out in the hallway and there's nothing to do and that's just fine, you know. But what do the rest of us do? What I think about truth and wisdom and the search for it is that it's a game of catching smoke. It's like being in an empty bar room, dark, and all around on the tables there are abandoned, orphaned cigarettes, cigars, pipes, with wisps of smoke going up to the ceiling. And the truth seeker, the aspiring philosopher, or the one who just seeks an understanding of this world, comes into life as into the barroom with a net to catch the smoke, with a net. And might be at the end of a long stick, this net, or might be any kind of net, but it's a net and it has holes in it, and she is trying to catch the smoke. And so you go around through life very frustrated, you think you're gonna get the smoke from this one, and then it passes right through. Eventually, after, you know, days or years, the bar room fills up with smoke so much that you can't, you know, there's no oxygen left. And so you fall on the ground, no more breath, you know you're going to die, it's going, and, you know, here you are on the wooden floor with this net you used all your life catch truth, and it sits in a pile on your chest, you know, your stomach, you know, and you feel like a complete failure. But that's when, just before death, you look at the net and you see these ropes, you know, these threads, they're holes, but around the holes it's caked in the soot of the smoke. You have caught it, you know. It's too late to do anything with it, you know. Just gives you a little bit of satisfaction, you know, in your last three or four breaths, that, you know, you were here for a reason and you did what you were supposed to do and there was nothing more you could do. And then, whew,
the podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.